From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Trade unions in Turkey have called a one-day strike amid rising anger at the country's worst mining disaster, which has killed at least 282 people. Unions say privatization of the mining sector has made working conditions more dangerous. Turkey is beginning 3 days of mourning after an explosion caused a mine collapse in Soma. Over 150 miners are still thought to be missing. Turkey correspondent Laura Wells says in Soma, the government is increasingly unpopular.
A lot of people there are very angry. A lot of them are mourning. It's a highly emotional time, and some of them truly believe the government could have prevented this.
The U.S. president and survivors of the 9/11 terrorist attacks have attended a dedication ceremony for a new memorial museum in New York. It's 13 years since the World Trade Center towers were brought down by planes hijacked by Al-Qaeda. Nick Harper reports from New York.
In a solemn ceremony, the president paid tribute to the almost 3,000 men and women who died on the 11th of September 2001. At the base of where the Twin Towers stood, he said the memorial was a place of healing and hope. Before that, he'd spent time touring the museum, calling it a profound and moving experience. But there's been controversy over the decision to house thousands of unidentified remains inside, some families expressing anger that a tourist attraction has effectively been combined with a mortuary.
Raging wildfires have forced thousands of people in Southern California to flee their homes. Fire officials say resources are stretched thin, with temperatures approaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Rachel Silverman reports.
Black smoke is filling the sky in parts of Southern California as 9 fires rage near San Diego. California Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency to free up resources. An amusement park, a power generating station, and schools have all been evacuated, including a California State University campus with 9,000 students. The cause of the fires has not been determined, but a heat wave this week, combined with brush left tinder dry by years of drought, are creating ideal conditions for California wildfires.
And also in California, more than 50,000 gallons of crude oil has spilled onto the streets of Los Angeles after an above-ground pipeline burst. The spill has affected businesses in the area, and some people are reporting having breathing problems. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russian President Vladimir Putin has penned an open letter to European leaders saying starting from June, Russia will deliver gas to Ukraine only if it pays for it in advance. Mr. Putin said that a meeting involving Russian, Ukrainian, and European Union officials failed to resolve a gas debt dispute between Moscow and Kiev, adding that Ukraine's gas debt to Russia has reached $3.5 billion. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
Russian President Vladimir Putin urged European Union leaders to do more to help Ukraine as the country's economy is in deep crisis. In a declaration to European Union leaders published on the Kremlin's website, Vladimir Putin said Moscow was ready for more consultations with Europe over Kiev's gas debt, which, according to the Kremlin, now exceeds $3.5 billion. Putin also said that if Ukraine fails to start settling its gas debt, Russia will have to demand advance payment for its gas starting from June.
Foreign ministers from 11 Western and Arab nations have agreed to increase support for the moderate opposition in Syria. The so-called Friends of Syria group says it won't be radically changing its stance on the crisis, despite recent gains in the country's civil war by President Bashar al-Assad. The group of nations was set up in response to China and Russia blocking attempts at the UN to reach agreement on international action on the Syrian crisis. UK Foreign Secretary William Hague says the moderate opposition must be supported.
They have to be kept in being. They have to be given additional help. Otherwise, Syrians face a choice between the Assad regime and extremists.
American car giant General Motors is recalling another 2.7 million vehicles, bringing their total recall this year to over 11 million cars. The latest announcement makes it likely 2014 will be the year with the highest ever amount of auto recalls. And fast food workers across the U.S. and in several other countries went on strike today in protest of low pay. They're demanding a minimum wage of $15 an hour. Organizers say the strikes are taking place across 150 cities. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.